Is Sabalai supposed to be pretty good?
I don't know. I actually don't think that he's pretty. He's
like no one used him. I just used him because he looked like a Heartless.
Oh,
like
yeah,
the
does.
Little shadows. I yeah, he looks just that. Like a Heartless. Hello and welcome. My name's Jay Yee, and with me today is my good old friend, Alexander Gonzalez.
What up, what up?
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you today, Alex? Played anything interesting this past week?
I played things that are interesting, but I'll tell you, I haven't played anything new. I was out of town on business doing work training, so I brought the Switch along. So I ended up playing Mario Kart, and I'm trying to 3-star gold trophy every single cup on every single difficulty from 50
yeah, you told
cc's
me,
to 200 cc's and even mirrored.
Yeah, you told me about the 200 cc, and I'm like, you're crazy. I wouldn't be able to do it. It's just too frustrating.
It's, yeah, so there's certain times where it's peak frustration where the game lashes out at me where, like, I'll have a banana and then I'll have, like, a green shell and I'm like, I'm good. And then all of a sudden, a red shell will come at me. I'm like, okay, yeah. There goes the banana. Then another red shell. And then I'll use my green shell. And then all of a sudden, lightning will hit. And I'm like, Lord, why do you forsake me? And then a red shell hits me. And then people pass me. And I'm like, I just had this lead.
Yeah.
This whole time, and now I can't get 3 stars, so I have to start over.
I mean, it bothered me for just 150 cc, you know, when I was trying to get all the gold stars for that. And sometimes you're on the third course and just something happens and you get that second and you're just like, and it's like not even your fault. It was just something that couldn't be avoided, you know what I mean?
And for
it's
me
just,
I just sit there and I'm just like, fuck you.
Yeah, because it's Mario Kart. It's not just random elements that make it sometimes just impossible. And in 200cc, I can't even imagine, man. I can't believe you're doing that. Did you ever play Binding of Isaac?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I was going to say, that's a perfect Switch game. Just grinding that out, getting all the, like, upgrades and beating all the, unlocking all the characters and stuff. That's really fun just to play on the go.
That game's even more frustrating to me because of how hard things can be. What yeah. I've noticed is with some of the stuff, like with Hollow Knight, I like kind of revisiting back because it's a Metroidvania, so you're supposed to explore old areas again. So yeah. I'm like, where was I? Am I this way? What's this? And then I'll find something new, and then I'll end up progressing in the game that way.
Right.
Which is really enjoyable.
But
what games have you been playing?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of Anthem.
Oh, yeah, dude. I haven't even had the chance to jump. I don't like the way this works for my training because it feels like right when Kingdom Hearts emerged and started, I had to go away from training. And then when Anthem came out, same fucking thing.
They are, like, releasing the trainings with game releases. Like, yeah. Okay, it's coming out now. Let's just pull them away. But the issue with Anthem I'm having is there's a lot of bugs and a lot of crashes. And I'd say I have more time going through a crashing loop. I have as much time going through a crashing loop as hours I've actually played of the game.
Oh, that's frustrating. That's really frustrating, actually.
And
I don't know if I'd be able to deal with that.
Yeah. And some people, nothing. No bugs. Like, I'm in a party and I'm like, oh, fuck, guys, my game crashed again. Give me a little bit to, like, get back in or whatever. And they're like, okay, yeah, sure. And then, like, 10 minutes later, I'm like, hey, guys, my game crashed again. Let me join up with you guys again. And they're like, man, you get a lot of crashes. And I'm like, don't you? They're like, no, nothing. They haven't had any issues since day one. And I'm like, what is it? Why am I getting all these crashes?
Have you looked it up? Do you think you're a small sample, or do you think
no,
there's a lot of people?
No, I'm definitely not alone. There's a lot of people who do experience these same issues, but I don't know what it is. It's widespread amongst all game platforms as well. PC, Xbox, and PlayStation is all having the same issue. But it seems to be like a small amount of people. But I'm going to keep playing it. I'm just probably going to wait for the next patch because it's starting to frustrate a lot, like, the shit out of me.
Yeah, because you're having to work to have fun.
Yeah, exactly. So it's fun, though. Like, it's a fun time. The story makes no goddamn sense. You have to do a lot of, like, in-depth reading and, like, looking at a lot of text.
Yeah, dude, why do they do that?
Where they're I mean, it's a BioWare game, amazing, so
as long as you start reading the lore, and it's like, so what? Would your story be better served as a book?
I expect that because it's a BioWare game. Playing Mass Effect Andromeda, that was a lot of that too. And I enjoy that type of gameplay, like Fallout's a lot of that too. The only issue is it's an online game. So if you're playing with friends, so every time you go back to the hubs area, like Fort Tarsis, like the tower in Destiny, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You go in alone. It's not an open space. And every time you come back from a main mission or even some side missions, there's conversations that pop up. And as someone like me, I want to go talk to all these people. But I have my friends waiting for me to start the next mission because they're maybe not like me who wants to talk to everyone, or they just already did it and they're just waiting, you know? And it makes it so like I'm like, oh, but I want to talk to all these people, but I can't because I have people waiting on me. And it's just a weird balance that way where like I want to enjoy the story, but I can't because it's an online game that you play with friends. And so you can't spend too much time checking out the story since your people are waiting on you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there aren't other friends who are like doing the same thing. So they just want to complete the game and get the loot.
Right, right. But we'll be playing together, so I'll give you all the time you want when you're in there.
All right, cool, perfect.
But those are not the games that we are talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs will create a new, exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but not have any knowledge or know-how to create the wonderful experience that are video games. Today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs 41st? 41st? Yes.
40,
that is a 41st. Weird word.
It's 41st. Rarely used.
That's a weird way to... 41st. Anyway, 41st. IP. 40, I keep thinking I'm saying it wrong. 41st IP. So this is an interesting concept. I don't have any of the details. I just have the main idea right now, so we could flesh it out. Okay. Let me know what you want this direction to go in. But the basic idea, it's 2v2 PvP only. The main mechanic being, it's like multiple room base or multiple round base where you could see both sides, your side and the opponent's side. And each time you go into the next room, your teammate is doing stuff against the other player. And then their person is doing stuff against you. And you could see it all happening. And my inspiration for this is like, I'm thinking kind of like along the lines of, let's take Binding of Isaac, for example, where you control the monsters and then like attack the other person. But this time it would be each time you go to the next room, whoever was controlling the monsters flips and they're now trying to get through like a maze or a certain part of the game. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm
trying to get at? Yeah, so I basically, when you told me about this game and you told me about what you wanted to do with it, that's exactly where my mind went, was setting up a maze where everybody would have the same amount of pieces to make the maze and monsters, and then they would be able to make two completely different mazes for the other person to try to work through and battle through to win. I think that would be really cool, where you would even have maybe have a boss even that you could like implement in. Right. And then they could be bosses at different parts where somebody might throw it at the beginning where other people might throw it in the middle.
I don't think it should be more of like creating a maze because I don't want there to be wait times between rounds. I want it to be seamless. Maybe there would be like pre-made things and then you could summon things onto it.
I think maybe would it be fair if like you could do pre-made stuff, but while they're going through the first room, you could already have them doing the second one.
I wanted that as a mechanic, but it wouldn't work in terms of player flipping.
Yeah.
So I think what would happen is if someone advances to the next room first, the other person loses their room and automatically advances. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then at the end, it could calculate who has more wins per round versus the other. And then there could be like a sudden death or something where you could choose who's playing versus who's on the other team. Distracting, you know? Do you want this?
We could do maybe like pre-made mazes and then they get to choose the monsters like you were saying. And maybe like a certain hazard.
Do you want it to be kind of like a maze where you kind of just navigate, and then I don't know how it would work, but
I think you should do it where the maze is like you're looking outside of it, and then you see the maze, you see the monsters, and then the person has to go through first person. That way it changes the view and it feels different, where you're looking at the room, but the room seems more alive when you're in it. What do you think?
I like it.
I think it would be cool if it was like Skyrim or Oblivion combat too.
It's definitely changing the idea I had at first, but I mean, that's not a bad thing. Where at first I had this whole idea where it kind of looks like Portal, yeah. Where it's very like, looks like a scientific test or something. But we could definitely take it more in like a fantasy Skyrim direction where you can summon like minotaurs or whatever that you have to fight. So what I'm thinking, yeah, then the first thing when you go into the first room and the players load into the match, you see the pre-made maps. And so the players could like get a view of how they're going to have to go through here. And then other person could like think, oh, I want to put a monster here, a trap here, a monster here. You know what I mean? Like already deciding what to do with the map. And then it'll load in. And then the person that is attacking would still see the overview map, like the mini map view. And that's where they place the traps and stuff real time. And they could see where the character, where the other player is at that point in time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so I think that would be a good workout. Did you want to make it? I feel like maybe you could have different weapons laid out too. Like, would that be part of the presets? Where like, or they could choose weapons between rounds and just have standard weapons every time?
Maybe there would be, weapon presets, and you could change every round what preset you want to use. You know what I mean? So like each round you advance, the person that's playing goes, I want to do the bow and arrow or a sword and shield or two-handed sword. And each time you could change it, because maybe one map has narrow hallways and you can't use a two-handed shield. You want to use a sword. You want to use a spear or something.
Or for certain enemy types, you prefer one weapon over the other. Depending.
Well, you don't know what monsters they're going to summon.
Dang.
But what I was also thinking for that, I think how it should be is, I don't know what other games do this, but I know Counter-Strike does this, where every time your player that's playing and going through the maze kills something, doesn't get hurt or whatever, you accumulate money. And that money goes to the other player on the next round and it goes over. Where that's their limit to summon things. So the better the player does, the more money you have to spend on traps, monsters, and the like.
Yeah, I like that. That makes sense. Okay.
And these rooms, I want them to be pretty quick. Like, these matches overall should probably take at the most 15 minutes. Like a normal
match. That way you're
maybe
not spending
10 minutes,
a whole lot of time.
And then a sudden death makes it like up to 12.
I think it would be like even 5 minutes per room.
No, not per room. I'm saying all the rooms combined should be.
Oh,
like 10
okay.
Minutes.
That makes more sense. Yeah. So it has like a nice flow to it. Yeah.
That. So I'm assuming we'll have like 4 rooms and then a sudden death. No.
If you
that
need it.
That wouldn't make sense. 5 rooms and a sudden death, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens if you die? Is it just that's your end of the run and then you wait and then.
Yeah, it could be the end of the run. You can't score as many points and maybe not get as many coins. Or you can deduct coins and then have them spawn back.
Because
you want them to play, yeah.
Yeah.
That way they can make it up by playing. Because, I mean, you don't want somebody to stop having fun.
Yeah, maybe it could be like a quick respawn, but it costs like a certain amount of coins. That's not too much.
And there's a countdown, maybe like a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, as they like maybe put your body back together.
Right. And so the other player could go through and do whatever they're doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the player has to do good killing things. So the next round they have enough money to hinder the other player. Right.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be like the flow of the game for 5 rooms. And then the last room would be sudden death if for whatever reason it's tied. And so I'm also assuming each room will have a time limit.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Every room will have a time limit.
Like 2.5 minutes if it's 10 minutes for 5 rooms.
That works, yeah. Definitely. That way it's split up evenly.
Yeah. Or no, it'd be 2 minutes per room.
That works too. Right. Yeah, that way they just get right to it.
But you said it would be like, it would be first person, right? So the graphics will look pretty good.
They should look pretty decent, yeah.
Yeah.
And shouldn't be too hard to make good graphics because you're doing like rooms and like enclosed areas. It's not going to be open world.
Like we'll be in like a, let's make it look kind of like a dungeon. You know what I mean? And maybe as you go from room to room, you'll go lower and lower into a dungeon. And we could like maybe have some fun with what happened near the end of the room. They can make it like lava some places or something, you know?
Yeah, no, most definitely. And you can have different, like, as you're going through different rooms, yeah, you can go through lava. Maybe as you get further down, like, it gets colder and then, like, ice starts appearing.
Yeah. We'll have different dungeons that progress differently, you know what I mean? Where the environment looks different. Maybe we'll have different monsters for different maps, you know? And the each room would be like, I guess, sort of procedurally generated, but maybe we'll have a couple different moves or sets that we could use.
Yeah, you know? Like there's like I think that's when we would get into the levels of the lava sets, the ice sets, where it wouldn't be the same ones that you'd be seeing.
Yeah. But how I'm thinking they'll look, I want them to look pretty good when you're down there. So I want it to maybe look like, like you'll have the overview map to see what it looks like from the top down, and then we'll have like different colored lines to represent different things. So we'll have like cages and we'll have locked doors, dungeons and stuff like that, you know? And so when you get into first person, it's not just bland, looks like copy and paste. Some areas will have different rooms. Some areas will have like cells. You know what I mean? Like it won't just look like a straight hall, you turn right.
No. They wouldn't look all the same. There would be different environments for them. Just the basic, like I'm thinking like paths or something, you know, like maybe like there's going to be a clearing where there's going to be a big boss monster. Like
what I'm getting at, I just don't want it to look like how like old school Doom or old school Wolfenstein used to look like, where it's just endless hallways of just nothing and then
but
open spaces.
I do want to copy the Doom style pace of battle, where it like quickly ramps up and you're just fucking murdering monsters, slashing through people, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, room's done, nice.
So maybe, ooh, how about this? Maybe for the combat style, we could go with like a Bayonetta Devil May Cry.
I like combo that, yeah. That's actually where I was jumping to, where there'd be some kind of like hit counter that continues, and then you can do some kind of sick combos. Yeah.
Yeah, like the higher, the cooler combo you do, the more points you could earn depending on how cool of a move that you just did. You know what I mean? Like, for example, in Devil May Cry, if you get an A versus an SS, you get more points to spend on the next round.
Yeah, I like that.
Because, like, at first I was thinking more like Skyrim, Bloodborne, Souls series type of fighting, but that would be way too slow for 2 minutes per room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think the Devil May Cry would be a lot better, and I would even almost really want to encourage.
And so that way, the people creating the monsters could do more like spamming, you know what I mean? Like 10 mayonets from like Devil May Cry would
spawn at once.
And so it'd be more like horde instead of one big monster. And then maybe if you get enough, you could like summon a boss, like, you know what I mean? Like a mini boss.
That'd be good. And then I'm thinking like the weapons would also now be more individual or more unique because they'd have different combos, you know?
Yeah.
You could go through and do. That would be
like
more
someone
can
maybe
them.
Master one type of weapon, or someone can master multiple kinds, you know, get all the combos down, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, that sounds pretty good. Like, I feel like the gameplay is down, how it looks. Maybe to, like, separate itself and make it not look so bland and dark and gloomy, maybe we can make it very artistically cartoony.
I want to think about, like, yeah, artistically cartoony. I want this to be like a fantasy universe. What I was thinking for story would be like that this is like in the main town of this kingdom, there's like this great arena, and then you can call it like the Heavens Arena or something like that. I hope I'm not ripping that off from everybody else. I feel like I've heard that a million times. Where like, and there's anime based like this, where you can kind of go down a dungeon or up a dungeon, and then like at the bottom, there's like treasure or whatnot, or you can become like, you know, and you gain glory as you go down, and it's like the whole kingdom watches. And that would be the announcer, I think, would be like, as the room's open.
It's like some horns going. It's like some weird test of trust between two players or something.
Where, yeah, like where they enter into a partnership to get these riches and a claim.
And then each dungeon, like there would be the ice one, the lava one. We could go, like you said, you could go up to like a sky one. You know what I mean? These could be like different areas in the world that all do this, like sports.
Exactly. It's like their Olympics. Yeah.
Yeah. My big question here now, this is something that I just realized. Yeah, this game sounds like fun. It sounds competitive and engaging. Like, you have to be good to do this. Like, it sounds like a very sweaty game. What's keeping people to play? What's like, is there like a cosmetic thing you could change?
I think you could do armor, where there's different cosmetic armor you could put on. We could do a buttload of cosmetic armor where different shops sell them, where you could use, like, there would be two kinds of coins where once you finish, if you win, you get a bonus in certain money.
You know,
so you could do
cool?
like the unit for building costs, like monsters and all that, and then another for just like regular money to be used around.
Yeah. I think what would be cool is if you could even customize the monsters you can make.
That'd be even cool. Yeah, that'd be really cool. Yeah, even that.
Yeah, like just different, like for this map, you want to buy this skin for the monsters. And so all the monsters have a different skin. And so someone could see like, oh, this guy either spent money or he leveled up in a random loot pool. We should make it all purchasable. Cosmetics are also able to buy in game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I like that too. That way, like, you look at somebody and you're like, oh, dude, this guy's really good.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like when you start off in Monster Hunter versus someone who's like been around, where you just look at them and you're like, holy shit.
So I guess we would have like a small leveling system with loot boxes and whatnot, maybe different game modes seasonally and stuff like that,
and just giving away credits when you complete the each individual room too, with a bonus if you stick it out all the way through. That way people don't get disconnected.
Yeah, I think like after you beat every round of or every match, all five rooms, right, all the combos you did and all that stuff all add up to like an average experience points for individual players, depending on how good they did in both sections, either being at most damage with the monsters you summoned or killing the most monsters as a player. And then you'll get all individual experience points, and then those experience points raise your level. Each level you get maybe a loot box or credits or cosmetic items, like Overwatch, where sometimes you'll get credits and then a skin and then like something else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I like that. And then I'm thinking that to show off the armor a little bit more, where you can spend the credits would be like a marketplace where everyone can be seen, you know, where like you're walking around in first person and you can kind of go into third person mode there at that lobby.
And you want there to be like a tower, like a Fort Tarsus.
Exactly. Where there's a common area where all the shops are at, and make it really easy laid out, you know, just enough. And then have maybe some practice dummies too, like there, like some kind of like simulation so people can test their own weapons and test like different loadouts they want.
Oh, there could be like a combo trainer arena area.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And then like the town could be, we'll have different maps of the town too, depending on what arena you want to choose or what map maybe. Or no, we'll just have one central town and it would kind of be like Hyrule Field, where there's different paths leading to different looking areas, and that's where they do the matches, you know what I mean? Like Dragon Ball Fighter Z, there's like the main plaza and it branches off to do different things.
Yeah, I like that. Okay, so cool. Now we have
and
the store. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, and then the main plaza would just be like the store, and then like the training arena. And yeah. Like you could walk around, look at stuff, talk to people, or not talk to people, but like see other people in the space.
Yeah, and I think you could do like your simple emotes. Two simple emotes, maybe do stuff where it's like a ping system where like there's general emotes you can do where someone's like welcomes you, waves.
Yeah. There'll be like some NPCs and maybe the shopkeepers will have dialogue. I want there to be lore, and you have to like, you could either just play the game and have fun, or you could like listen to the conversations, people talking in the background, And there's like small lore pieces that you could find and hear.
I think so. Like, especially inside the shops too, we could do that where they're like, there's different books, or maybe there's like someone there who's like sitting at a table or at a bar and you can talk to those different people. And then during different seasons or something, they have different dialogue.
Real quick, do we want this? So as far as the art goes, what are we looking at? Are we looking at Skyrim? Are we looking at more like, I don't know, Bastion? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm thinking for a first-person game, it needs to be somewhere like in the range of Skyrim, Devil May Cry now. I know you want it to be cartoony.
Oh.
But like for, I mean, you could do it like cel shaded or something like that, but these need to be like 3D rendered models and they need to flow well if you're going to do the combo, you know?
It definitely needs to be smooth. Everything has to flow and be super responsive because it's all combo based and it needs to be crisp. But I still think you could do that in like a cel shaded look. Like,
no, I think so, like Ni No Kuni or something like that.
Yeah, I was thinking Ni No Kuni, but there's a game that I'm thinking of that has like a very hack and slash combat, but it's like very cartoony looking. I can't think of it right now. But yeah, I think it should be, well, I mean, it's grim, right? Like you're going into dungeons and you're going into like deep areas, and then there could be really bright areas, like if you go up to like a sky dungeon temple thing. So I want there to be like really poppy colors, like Severed. Think like Drinkbox Studio Severed, you know that game?
Yeah. We could definitely do something like that where there's like something like a lot of bright colors going into it.
Yeah, bright colors. And then maybe it could be, I'm trying to think of a good cartoony game that doesn't, that would look good with like that type of gameplay, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I think it can be done. I mean, like Overwatch is bright and cartoony and, you know, it's very violent. So I think you could still do it that way. It would just be like
kind like an Overwatch style.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But instead of making it like futuristic like they did, it would be like a little bit more fantasy setting.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was like, when I'm thinking cartoony, I'm thinking games like Ni No Kuni or Dark Cloud. That's coming to my mind for whatever reason. Like games like that are coming to mind. But okay. Yeah, no, Overwatch, definitely. That's the direction that we should take it. But it's like, have you heard of this game called Hades? It's not out yet. It's early access.
I haven't heard Hades, no. I haven't heard about that game.
Okay. I kind of want it to look like Hades, but
okay.
Anyway, we
like
got
all these obscure games.
We got a general idea of what it looks like, but what are we listening to during this whole time?
I think it should be like classic music, like I said, like horns and trumpets and like maybe like war drums playing as you're trying to get through it. And then like as you like do cool slashes or get cool combos, you'll hear a crowd like chant, almost like Super Smash Brothers.
I like that. Yeah, we'll have some cheering tracks going. But yeah, definitely. I like it. Well, it'd be orchestraic is what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more dramatic, and it still fits in with that thing that like the whole kingdom's watching, and you're kind of gaining acclaim as you're going through as a gladiator, sort of thing. It's the closest thing I could think of to real life.
Yeah, pricing, $60 game.
$50. Yeah, $60. That's how $60. I feel about it.
All right, $60 game, always online, competitive. It's gonna be like just like a competitive game that is not a first-person shooter. You know what I mean? It sounds very competitive, but I don't know.
Yeah, it could
all right,
be.
Alex. It's time to start your timer because it's time to name this game.
All right, and here we go. I was thinking about doing something like Colosseum of the Gods or God, you know, something like that. Or maybe something, it sounds like really crazy, but maybe like you build up in the story where like at the end you get to like a gate after climbing this Colosseum or this tower for so long. Maybe you're trying to get to Heaven's Gate and that opens up and that's where the winners stand.
Or you just get to, like, that's what, there'll be, like, a winning screen animation if you're the winner. And then you'll, like, yeah, open the door to some room and then claim your prize.
Or yeah, so that's why I was like, maybe call it Heaven's Gate or call it, I don't know. Let's see here. What else? You got any suggestions? I'm thinking like...
I have like no ideas for this one. I'm trying to think of a good name, but it's nothing's coming to me.
Something like Coliseum of Champions. I don't know. I'm thinking something like that. Like, something to that nature. I like Heaven's Coliseum thus far. Maybe make it like into the clouds, but I don't know.
How about no, Chiquita? Sorry.
Yeah, so I'm thinking maybe along that name, Jay can't come up with anything else.
Mike was actually muted. What was the title that you had?
I had like Heaven's Gate or Heaven's Coliseum, something like that. Like maybe that something about like if you win everything, like that's like salvation.
I don't like Heaven's just because most of the dungeons are going down, not up. There are some that go up. So I want to use like either dungeon in the title or like I like Coliseum, Gladiator or something.
Okay. I don't know, like the depths of the Coliseum. Let me see. I'm trying to think here. Because now I'm like thinking like, it's tough, like Coliseum of Hell, Hell's Coliseum. That's like Hell's Kitchen. Layers of Hell. That'd make the game out to be hard, though.
I think that's like the name of a... Oh, that's Layers of Fear, the yeah. horror game.
Let's just call it the Grand Coliseum.
But it's not a coliseum, really.
It is like, now. We'll build it in. That's where people walk in, and then they go down or up. Maybe everyone has, like, some kind of institute. We could say something like the Fighter's Challenge. The Champion's Challenge. Champions Challenge? No, the Challenge of Champions?
I don't like any of these. They all sound so cheesy. I really can't think of anything, so I'm not really helping. But
no, not at all. Heroes Glory? Come on now.
Oh, no, there's nothing coming to me for this. Like, it's hard to describe in a few words the gameplay of this.
Yeah. The Pit?
How about the... I want to call it like something like The Game. Or like the
Challenge.
Challenge. Sure.
All right.
The Challenge.
The fucking Challenge at 5 minutes, 30 seconds.
5 minutes, 30 seconds, and we got The Challenge, a game where it's 2v2, one person drops like monsters and traps while the other person on the other team fights those monsters and traps. How many kills you get or whatever translates to how much money you have to spend on those monsters. And it's like a five round based game. And at the end, if you tie, you have to do a sudden death. But it's Devil May Cry, Bayonetta style combo hack and slash type of game. With like Overwatch style cosmetics, I guess. That pretty much sums it up.
Yeah, it does. And I wish I would have come up with better names. I was getting frustrated with myself because my name sounded like I don't know, off-brand games is the only way I could
put it. Yeah, that's what I was like trying to say. Like, they all kind of sounded like games where you just kind of look at it and be like, "Meh, no." Yeah. But
it wasn't respectable.
This one's a harder game, I feel like, to name just because we don't have any lore with this one.
Yeah, this one's a bit difficult.
But I think it sounds pretty good. Alex, what do you think? Would this be a game you'd want to play, and is it fun?
Yeah, I think it'd be a game I'd want to play. It'd be fun. It would remind me of some anime that I've seen, like Hunter x Hunter and stuff like that. And also collecting the armor would be a good time. What do you think about it, Jay? Is this a game that appeals to you?
Yeah, my only issue is I suck at Devil May Cry and Bayonetta. Like, I'm really bad. So I don't think I'd be very good. Maybe we'll have like a ranked, like a quick play in like a ranked, like Overwatch. So when I get ranked, I'm against other people my skill level, because I'm not very good. Like, the highest I would get is like an A, maybe an S in Devil May Cry. Never SS or 3 S's. I think it goes up to 5 S's or something like that.
No, I never got that far then. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not that great at them, but it sounds like fun. The biggest concern is keeping an audience and having people playing this game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd have to like constantly release DLC or new monsters and have people get challenged continually, or make it a challenge like leaderboards.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, it sounds like a good time. Maybe I'll give it a try. But a lot of games like this where it's a different type of competitive game, I always want to try it out, but I never end up doing it. Like, for example, For Honor, a game I would love to play. It's just I just don't want to learn it, and it's too late now to learn it. Everyone's way better than me, you know. It's like that type of game where it's so niche. It's not like a first-person shooter where you could jump in to Battlefield for the first time ever, but you've been playing Call of Duty, so you kind of get it, you know.
Yeah. Like, it's just not as synonymous. It's hard to get into it. I hear
it's you. It's like when Supergiant, I think it was Supergiant, hopefully it was Supergiant, came out with the game Pyre?
Oh, yeah, Pyre, the soccer game.
Yeah, that weird soccer football game. It was fun as hell. Loved it. But a lot of people didn't play it because it was just a hard concept, you know? Mm-hmm. It was just a new type of game that was just hard to understand. But that game was awesome. I don't think PvP ever came, but PvP in that game would be awesome. But yeah,
I think we face each other at PSX though. But yeah, I agree with you. It's hit or miss.
With that, our 41st IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You can write to atpoundgames@gmail.com if you have anything you'd like to patch into the game we created today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make this game better. The show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an extra podcast at the beginning, which caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you liked our show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher? We're on SoundCloud too. And if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review the challenge.
You got it.
The video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name's Jay Yee.
And I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Thank you. And please remember that we are not game devs. We'll have multiple maps come out for this, and we'll have DLC maps and all that. We'll have events. Maybe there'll be like event or like holiday exclusive maps that only come out with exclusive monsters and stuff like that. Maybe different rule sets.
Yeah, I like that. And maybe like notches in your sword for how many people, monsters you killed or something like that. Maybe some kind of glowing sword effect and go that way. I like it.
I can imagine like a Valentine's one where it's like, I don't know, just really grossly bloody everywhere. Lots of red.
Oh yeah, I like that. Maybe like some nasty Cupid things. I'll stop there. You know what I'm talking about? The Cupids that shoot arrows at? But I'll stop it right there.